Welcome, Progressive Radio Network listeners, green future growers, and anyone who's new to the show. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer, and let's get growing. So, I just wanted to let you know that the 2018 Spring Garden Journal is now live on Amazon.com. Still the only place I can figure out how to take money. Still haven't figured out how to take money on my website. So for now, that's what works. But it's only $8.95. And it's got March through December there, so that's really what helped lower the price. And Mike and I even went through and kind of put some things in there for, like, what we're doing in March, what we're doing in April, what we're doing in August. I guess I should say what he's doing. I mean, there I do some gardening. So I kind of went through our photographs over the years and kind of, like, just kind of looked and said, this is what Mike was probably working on in July, or this is what project we were doing in June. Just kind of give you an idea of very basic things, you know, like even I came home the other day and he was raking the lawn, so he's aerating the grass, been really cleaning up the beds. So like I said, many of my guests have talked about the importance of data and how essential data is to your garden success over the long term. And so having it all kept together in one place, I think, is the ideal situation. I left spaces in there for you to write your favorite recipe for the week. There's things where you can keep track of what's in your fridge or what you're buying at the grocery store, so you can kind of get an idea of what's super expensive, what you know, what would you like to cook that you can't really afford, which, you know, lots of weeks I go to the grocery store, I'm like, oh my gosh, this produce is so expensive, I can't afford any of this. So kind of to keep a track, and I'm just a natural data junkie. I mean, at school, my principal's always like, seriously, how do you even know all of that? And I don't know, I just always see trends. Math has always been one of my favorite subjects. So looking at different things, just collecting data. And if you don't like math, don't worry. It doesn't mean you have to really, you're not going to be analyzing a ton of data unless you're a market farmer and looking at money things. But just, you know, kind of keeping, for example, this year I think is going to go down as our latest year for Mike ever plasticking in our greenhouse in March. He just covered it this week because we still have like a foot of snow on the ground in places. This has just been incredible. And like I said, God always watches over me because I guess there was a huge storm where I teach yesterday and people were stuck in town. And if we had not had Friday off from school, I would have been stuck in that storm. So meanwhile, I drove home one of the most gorgeous days. I posted a very short video pulling out of town, hitting the Rocky Mountain front on Friday afternoon on Facebook because it was just so incredibly gorgeous when I drove home Thursday after school. So it is Easter weekend. I thought I had an interview scheduled at 6 o'clock this morning Saturday, but I didn't. Anyway, I hope you'll get your copy of the Spring Garden Journal. I know lots of people tell me I should have a Patreon site and be pushing that, but I don't know. I think it's nice to get something in your hands, something concrete. And Amazon does, you know, give free shipping for $35, I think, or $25 or $35 if you're not a Prime member. So you could buy 3 books, or you could, give one to a friend, or find some other stuff on Amazon you want to buy if you don't want to pay shipping. But I hope you, and you should be able to get a Kindle version or download a PDF, I guess, if you're not in the United States. But that's all I can do for now. One of these days I'll figure out how to sell things from my actual website. But I hope you like it. Have a happy Easter. Thanks for listening. If this is just going to be a me chatting instead of a promo for the journal, like I thought. Some people have been emailing me about a possible position here, helping me with the website, some social media tasks, some developing show notes and things. So if you're interested in that, don't forget to send me an email and tell me, you know, what do you like about the show or why you think you would make a good assistant? Because like I said, I definitely think it should be a listener. There's some tasks right now that are, you know, like working on the Rockstar Millennial. Like if we were going to replay all the Millennial episodes, it seems like my last 10 episodes, I think, that I have in the bank right now, I think 8 of them are millennials. But I've been going through and checking the dates of people's birthdays and trying to put that together because I just think it would be fun to listen to some rockstar millennials. If there's any other episodes that you would like to rehear, I talked about iTunes only keeps 100 up, so I'm always like to kind of keep replaying things because, well, for one, we're always telling the kids at school, reread, reread, reread. And so I think re-listen, re-listen, listen again. I like to go back to listen to some other episodes. Hey, did I tell you about this great new podcast I just found called Teaching Jasmine How to Cook Vegan? I don't know. It's just these funny two girls in New York City, but another new podcast I love. Totally. I don't know if it really has to do with gardening. It has to do with cooking your vegetables. You don't have to be a vegan, but I think they are going to share some great recipes and ideas for cooking vegetables. So if you have any great podcasts, I'd love to know what you're listening to. I've been amazed there are not a lot of teaching podcasts out there still to this day. But do you have some gardening podcasts or landscaping podcasts or anything? A couple of people have been reaching out to me asking me about starting their own podcast. Andre and I are talking today about cooking because we had a scheduling conflict on Wednesday. So I'll try to post that if I get that done today. I hope you all have a wonderful, happy Easter, and let's get growing.